Maseches Erevin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnahis are discussing the Yumdin, the posts that were put around a well in order to make the area a Rosh Hashiachid, a private domain, to allow drawing water from the bottom of the well, which was a Rosh Hashiachid, to the ground up above, that it should also be a Rosh Hashiachid. And in Mishnah Beis, in the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that the Tana of the previous Mishnah held that these boards, that making the mechitzas around the well, could be put as far as you want from the well, and the space could be as large as you want around this well. Mishnah Gimel over here brings another opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Beis Hasayim, you can only make the area around the well as large as a Beis Hasayim. A base saw is 50 by 50 amos, so a base assign, which is two base saw, is 50 by 100 amos. That's the maximum amount. And any more than that, you're not going to have this leniency of using these types of walls. Rabbi Yehuda is based on the fact that there was some restrictions the Gzeiros Midrabbanan made by large areas of base assign. And Rabbi Yehuda extended it also to this case of the well. Amrulai, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lai Amru base assign. This that the Chachamim had certain restrictions by Beis Hasayim, they only said it Ela Lagina Ula Karfef, only regarding a Gina, a garden, and a Karfef, which is a open fenced-in area that's used for storage, but it's not actually inhabited, it's not a residential area, it's not used on a regular basis. Avalam Haya Deer, but if it was a pen for animals, a Sachar, or area for animals within inside the city, a deer was outside the city, Sachar was inside the city, a mukta or a backyard, a chutzar or a courtyard, these areas were used on a more regular basis in a residential fashion. So then, afilu beis chameshes kurim, even if it's the size of five kurim, or afilu beis aseres kurim, or if it's 10 kurim, mutter, it's still permitted to carry, if it has the proper mechitzas around it. A kur is a five kur is 150 base sa. It's 30 times, a kur is 30 times a sa. And so five kurin was 150 base sa, and 10 kurin was 300 base sa, so it's considerably larger area. If it's meant for residential purposes, then there's no restrictions over here once it has mechitzas. Umutr laharcha kolshu, and regarding the well, you can expand it and make the mechitzas as far away as you want. Ubavach yarbe b'pasim, as long as you increase enough boards, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, that there can't be gaps of 10 amas between the boards. So the larger it is, the more boards you're going to need to prevent such large gaps in the walls. But the space inside of it, according to the Chachamim, was not an issue, because since it was water in the well for drying, it was considered enough of a residential use that people were using it regularly, that it could be carried in that area. Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Im Haisa Derech HaRabim Mafsikasam, if the flow of the Rabim, of the public people that were walking through the street, if it would be Mafsik, if it would run right into the walls of this around the well, and there was traffic flow going through it, so then it would nullify the status of the mechitzas. It wouldn't be invalid. It would no longer be a proper shesiyachin. So what you would have to do is he's going to have to divert the road to the side around this enclosed area around the well. The road is going to have to go around it. You don't have to do this, it's not a concern. The partitions are still good, even if the traffic flow is running through it. Even though the Chachamim were lenient, however, there were certain cases where they restricted the use of these partitions around the well, because there was a concern that if the water would dry up, people may continue to carry here, even though there was no longer any leniency given. The leniency was given when there was water here and people were using this area. Otherwise, there was no leniency to carry in this area. There might be concern that if the water dries up, people may carry here without permission. So they only gave this leniency, echad bar, whether it's a pit. A bar was a pit that accumulated rainwater. Echad bar rabim, whether it's a pit of rainwater for the public, ube'er harabim, or a well that has water from a water source underground, if it's for the rabim, for public use, ube'er hayachid, or a well for an individual, in these three cases, isalem pasim, you can make these pasim, these partitions, and allow carrying. Avon labar hayachid, but for a pit that gathers rainwater for an individual, then you need walls that are 10 tvachim tall. These are full-fledged walls and there's no leniencies. And this is because there's two factors here. A bar, the pit that carries rainwater, is more likely to dry up than the well. And a yachid, an individual, is more likely to forget. No one's going to remind him that when the water dries up, that he can't carry here anymore. So in this case where you have two deficiencies, that both it's more likely to dry up and it's an individual who's more likely to forget, no one will remind him. So then the Rabbanan did not give this leniency to use these partitions and you need full mechitzas. Devei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, he's more stringent, he says, Ein eisen pasen el leber harabim bavad. The only case that they allowed to make these pasim, these partitions, very, very minimal partitions that were allowed to carry around the well, is only if it's a be'er, a well, which is highly unlikely to dry up, and it's of the rabim, of the public, that even if it does dry up, still there'll be a large number of people there, and they'll remind each other not to carry. So you need both two reasons, two advantages over here that will protect from any carrying without any heterim. But in the other cases, ulashar, but for all the other cases, whether it was a pit for the rabim, or a well, or a pit for a yachid, in all these other cases, lashar, isim, chagura, gavaya, sarat tvachim, you're going to have to make a chagura, a belt. It means partitions all the way around that are 10 tvachim tall. And he's more, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is more stringent. He says only when the be'er, for the rabbim, do they give these leniencies of these partitions around the well.